Today's daf is Tmura daf Chav Vav. We're holding on daf Chav Hey Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page of Chav Hey Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Rezu Tmura Salo Tmura Shlam. Let's say a person about the same animal says that it should be both the Tmura Salah and the Tmura Shlamim. Presumably he had a real Ola and a real Shlamim right there, because you need the other animal there to say Zutachazu, but he said it's both a Tmura Salah and a Tmura Shlamim. So the halach is, HaRezu Tmura Salah Div Rameir. Rameir holds that only the Tmura Salah takes effect. Rashi says, Rameir holds Tfos Lashon Rishon, that we listen to the first Lashon the person says, since he said two things that they say one after the other, we follow the first thing that he said, and the first thing that he said was that it should be a Tmura Salah. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, no, im lechein iskavin tchila, hol v'yasha likros b'yishem uskachas dvarav kayamim. If initially when he was going to speak, he intended the entire time to say that it's both a Tmura Salah and a Tmura Shlamim, elamai, he can't speak out of both sides of his mouth at the same time. It's physically impossible. So he had to say one before the other. He first said Tmura Salah and then said Tmura Shlamim. Then dvarav kayamim, then both Tmuros are going to be chal. It's going to have partial Kedusha Salah and partial Kedusha Shlamim. So what do you do with that? So Rashi writes, Dvarv Kayamin, V'chetzi Tmur Salah, V'chetzi Tmur Shlamim. It's half Tmur Salah, half Tmur Shlamim, V'tirach Tistai, V'timacher. So you let it graze until it develops a mum, then you sell it. V'yavi, B'dmei Chetzi Tmur Salah, B'dmei Chetzi Tmur Shlamim, and use half of the money for Tmur Salah, half of the money for Tmur Shlamim. U'bahach Yaskin, V'shoi Lefan Avalu Shlam, K'shimir Azu Behen. And Rashi just points out what we said before, that obviously we must be dealing with a case where you actually had a real Ola and a real Shlamim right there in order for the Tmura to be Chal. But Rabbi Yossi holds that it's so that they could both be Chal. But Ve'im Yishamar Tmura Sola Nimlach V'yamar Tmura Shlamim Harezi Tmura Sola. But if the person had changed his mind, he had never initially intended on saying both, but he first said Tmura Sola and then he changed his mind and he said instead Tmura Shlamim, so then the Halach is it's going to be Tmura Sola. Tmura Shlamim is completely not binding. It's already too late because it already had become a Tmura Sola. Rav Chaim Ozer, Nachiezer, Chelik Bey, Simon Chavdal, at Ostes, quotes a Kasha from a Sefer Neta Shashuim that asks, wait a second, according to Rabbi Yossi, that in Lakach Neskavin Mitchila, that if initially his Kavana was to say both Shemos, so then it's going to work. But wait a second, we have a rule that Tmuras Chal, the Gemara said earlier in the Yud Zayin, that Tmuras Chal even betos. So if his das was to make it only a Tmura Shlamim, and by accident he said Tmura Ola, it would be Chal as a Tmura Ola. So why does it help when he had initially intent, his initial intention was to say both Shemos, and he says Tmura Ola first? Shouldn't it automatically be a Tmura Ola? Even if what you said was an accident, it has the Kedusha of a Tmura. So why would it be any better over here? So Chaim also points out, it's not really a Kasha at all. Because when you say, if he only had said Tmura Ola, see, even though that was a mistake, and it was an accident, it was a taus, the tmura would be chal, because that's the only dibur that he had. But over here he says tmura salah, tmura shlamim. He had two diburs, so it's not only a dibur of making a tmura salah. It's not shaykh to say taus. No, he said exactly what he meant to say. He just said one right after the other. So it's not no geya to the whole issue of taus. That's what Reb Chaim Ozer points out. The another issue that comes up, Tosfos Maseches Vachim says, wait a second, we have a rule in all of Shas called She'enu B'zeach Arzeh Afilu B'bas Achaseinu, that any two things that cannot be chal, one right after the other, cannot be chal at the same time as each other either. That's the rule. Let's say you're Mekadesh in Isha Ubita. So you can't be Mekadesh both in Isha and Bita. It's impossible that they could both be Mekudashes. So if you are Mekadesh in Isha Ubita at the same time, that also doesn't work, because Kol She'enu B'zeach Arzeh Afilu B'bas Achaseinu. So ask Tosfos Maseches Vachim, since if you were to make it a Tmura Ola, it would then no longer be able to be made into a Tmura Shlamim, because two kedushos cannot be chal on the same behema. So how could it be that when you do it at the same time, it's dvar of kayamim? That when you do tmura salah, tmura shlamim, Rabbi Yosef says, oh, it's really the same time. You just can't speak out of both sides of your mouth at the same time. But really, that's what you intend to do, that the tmura of both of them should be chal at the same time, and therefore it's going to work. What do you mean? If it doesn't work b'zeh achazeh, then it shouldn't work b'bas achas either. So Tosfos explains that when it comes to shtei kedushos on a single behema, we do find that it can be chal b'zeh achar zeh. It's not so pashut that just because a single behema has one kedusha, that it can't accept another kedusha. Even though if you're makdish behema, even partially, the we say Pashta Kedusha Bekula, the entire behemoth becomes Kadosh. But let's say you Makdish behemoth L'Dmei Karban, not L'Karban Mamish, not with Kedusha Saguf. You give a Kedusha's Damin. So then we don't say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. So if you say Chetzia L'Dmei Ola V'Chetzia L'Dmei Shlamim, so both Kedushas are Chal, both Dmei Ola and Dmei Shlamim. So we do find that an animal can have Shtei Kedushas. And not only that, also says, even Kedusha Haguf we sometimes find can be Chal on the same animal, two different Kedushas Haguf. For instance, if a behemoth belongs to two Shutfim, and one of the Shutfim is Makdish Chetzil Yola, so the Kedushas Haguf is not Pelshetas Pekula, because that Shutaf doesn't own Kula, so the Kedusha doesn't extend over the entire animal. And then the other Shutaf is Makdish Chetzio L'Shlamim. So a behemoth can have both Kedushas Haguf and both Kedushas Haguf of an Ola and Kedushas Haguf of a Shlamim at the same time. So it is Bizua Chazu, and that's why Afilu Bebasachas it's going to work. Furthermore, Tosus points out the whole sugya of Kol Sheino Bizua Chazu Afilu Basachas Eino L'chor is not really nogea to this case. That rule applies to things that are contradictions, that are inherently contradictory to each other, like being Mekadesh and Isho Bita, where it can't be that they're both Mekadashos, and if you want to say that one of them is Mekadashos, then you can't choose which one is going to be Mekadashos, because why would one be Mekadashos over the other one? And it's also not Shaykh to say that they're Mekadashos Lemechza, that they're half and half. There's no such thing as half a Kiddushin. But by a person who says Tmur Solo, Tmur Shlamim, since there is the possibility that everything he said works simply by making it half Tmuras Ola, half Tmuras Shlamim, doing Rabbi Yossi's solution, having it grazed till it develops mum, selling it using half the money for one, half the money for the other, so then it's not an issue of Kol She'eino B'zeh Achazeh, because it's not an inherent contradiction, it's not a blatant stira between the two statements. And one final point over here on the Mishnah, within the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi says that if after you say Tmuras Ola, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, if you then change your mind and say Tmuras Shlamim, then it's not going to be binding at all. It's going to be completely Tmuras Ola, not Tmuras Shlamim at all. Sounds like even if you change your mind immediately, B'toch K'dei Dibur, it's not going to be Tmuras Shlamim at all. And in fact, Rashi, the Rambam, we discussed yesterday, many Rishonim hold that there's special din by Hekdish, that there's no Chazara B'toch K'dei Dibur, that even though generally speaking in Kala Torah Kula, we have a din of Toch K'dei Dibur K'dibur Dami, but by Hekdish is a special rule that there's no Chazara B'toch K'dei Dibur. And the Ketzos points out that Dafka, when it comes to Tamura, the Ketzos and Siman Reishon and Hey, Sifkat and Beis writes, Dafka, when it comes to Tamura, there's another Svara that Chazara should not work B'toch K'dei Dibur, because whenever you're not able to be Shoel on your Dibur, whenever you're not able to undo a Dibur that was made B'toos, so you also can't be Chozer B'toch K'dei Dibur. And you can't be Shoel on Tamura, because Tamura's Chal Afilu B'toos. So there is no She'el on Tamura. You can't say, oh, had I realized that I was doing that, you know, I never would have said it like that. Doesn't matter. Tamura is chal b'taos. So mele, there's no din of toch de dibur by Hegdish in general, but Ketzos says particularly by Tamura, there's no din of toch de dibur. That is the way Rashi and the Rambam approach our sugya and the shita of Rabbi Yossi. And clearly, when Rabbi Yossi says dvarv kayamim and it's a tamuras ola ushlamim, when in the first case of the Mishnah, when you say them both, that's because that you're not being chozer at all. That was your intention originally, meaning we have to, the way they understand the sheet of Rabbi Yossi is we have to interview the guy. You got to ask him, what did you mean? Did you mean to say Tmuras Ola Ushlamim at the same time and you just couldn't get both words out at the same time? Or did you change your mind? And it all depends on his mindset. And we have to just trust him about what his mindset was. However, Tosfos has a different understanding. If we recall, we discussed yesterday how the Sugyam Babakama Dafayin Gimel asks, why if you say Tmura Sola and then right away you're Chozer, and you say Tmura Shlamim, you can't be Chozer? What about Toch K'dei Dibur? And the Gemara wants to prove that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the whole concept of Toch K'dei Dibur. And the Gemara says, no, even Rabbi Yossi is Moda that you could be Chozer but Toch K'dei Dibur. But there are two types of Toch K'dei Dibur. There's K'dei She'elis Talmud L'Rav, and K'dei She'elis Rav L'Talmud. Talmud L'Rav is a little bit longer because you have to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umari. Rav L'Talmud is just Shalom Aleichem. It's much shorter. Toch Kedei Dibur. So when Rabbi Yossi holds that you cannot be Chozer B'Toch Kedei Dibur, he's talking in the longer Toch Kedei Dibur. But certainly in the shorter Toch Kedei Dibur, he would hold you can be Chozer. So according Tosos explains, that's what Rabbi Yossi is really doing in our Mishnah. When Rabbi Yossi says, there's a difference whether Daito Mitchila Lekach or Nimlach, what he really means is there's a difference between the longer Toch Kedei Dibur and the shorter Toch Kedei Dibur. Daita Mitchila Lekach is a fancy way of saying the shorter Toch Kedei Dibur. That if you were Chozer and you said Tamur Shlamim right away within the shorter Toch Kedei Dibur, then it's going to, then it's as if you said them both at the same time. But if it was only within the longer Toch Kedei Dibur, then it's not as if you said it at the same time. Okay, says the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi, top of Chav Avim Ralph, Amar Rabbi Yisab, Rabbi Yosim, Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol Modim Bamar Tachuzu Vachar. Everyone would agree that if you say, let the Kedusha of the Ola be Chal first, and then after Kedusha Sola is Chal, let it be Chal be Kedusha Shlamim, everyone would agree that it's only Kedusha Sola and not Kedusha Shlamim at all. Lo Tachulzu Elim Kein Chal Sazu Travayukachi. If you say a Lashon that strongly suggests that they should both be Chal simultaneously, then they will both be Chal simultaneously, even according to a Meir. If you say that it's the first Kedusha should only be Chal if the second Kedusha is Chal, so it's a Tanai built in, that they both need to be Chal at the same time, so then everyone would agree, Ramei, Rabbi Yossi, everyone would agree that both Kedushas are Chal. Lo nechleku ella kigon Mishnah Seinu. The whole machlokas between Ramei and Rabbi Yossi is in the case of our Mishnah. Da amar tmuras ola tmuras shlamim. Where you said tmuras ola tmuras shlamim. You didn't say explicitly one and then the other, nor did you say explicitly that they have to be at the same time. The Ramei says, well, if you really meant to say it should be at the same time, then you should have just said tmuras ala ushlam. Why did you add in the extra word utmuras? Va'amar tmuras ala tmuras shlamim. From the fact that you added in another tmuras before the word shlamim, havilei komer tachlzu v'achach tachlzu. So that's ki'ilu, you're saying that it should be one right after the other. That's Reb Meir's take on this lashon. But Reb Yossi savar, Reb Yossi holds. Rabbi Yossi Kasavar the Bach changes the two I Amina Tmuras Ola Ushlamim. Rabbi Yossi reads into the guy's mind that Kasavar, the guy thinks to himself that I Amina Tmuras Ola Ushlamim, that if I am just going to say the words Tmuras Ola Ushlamim, have Amina Kedusha Vena Kreva, the guy's going to think to himself it's not going to be fully Kadosh to the extent that you could be Makrav as a Karban. So he thinks that it's going to be a more effective Lashon to say Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim. That's why he's saying it, not because he's trying to make only the first, he's trying to make it zu achar zu. He's trying to make it at the same time, but he wants the full kedusha. So that's why he adds in both words tamura. So kamash mulan, that's what it's coming to do. That's what's coming to teach me that either way, whatever he says is not valuable. Meaning, the point is his mindset. When the guy is making tamura, he thinks he's going to be able to bring carbon out of this. At the end of the day, he's not, but he thinks it's going to be a full-fledged carbon. Rashi explains Rabbi Yossi's reading of the guy's mindset. Rabbi Yossi Amar Lachasavar Hai Gavra, this guy thinks Iamina Hai Lishna Tmuras Ola Ushlamim Tavi Kedusha V'lo Kreva. He's going to think that if he says Tmuras Ola Ushlamim will be Kadosh, but you won't be able to be Makrevit as a karban. V'ta Abahachi, and he's making a mistake about this. To Savar Ema Tmura Akol Chad V'chad V'tavi Kedusha Gemur Likarev. And he thinks that as long as he says Tmura about each one, about the Ola and the Shlamim, then it will be full Kedusha to even be Makrevit. Hilchach Afal Gavda Amina B'hai Lishna L'travayu Ichavein. Therefore, even if he says Tmur Sol Tmur Shlamim, he intends for both of them to be simultaneous. Havle Karmel Lo Tachol Zuelam Kein Chalazu. And it's as if he says Lo Tachol Zuelam Kein Chalazu. It's as if he wants them to both be Mamish at the same time. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Ha'omer Behemazu Chetzia Tmur Sol V'Chetzia Tmur Shlamim. If a person says this behemoth should be half Tmuras Ola, half Tmuras Shlamim, all of it is brought as a carbon Ola. That's Reb Meir Shita. The Chum say, no, let it graze until it develops a mum, v'timacher, and sell it. Very similar to the Machlokas in our Mishnah, except the case is slightly different. Instead of saying Tmuras Ola, Tmuras Shlamim, you say let it be half one, half the other, and still Rabbi Meir says it's only the first one that you said, whereas the Chacham say it will have both kedushos. Rabbi Yossi, calling it Rabbi Yossi's opinion, we call it the Chachamim now, and then Rabbi Yossi also pipes up. Amr Rabbi Yossi, im lekach neskaven mitchila, ho v'yefshal hotzi shnei shemus kachas dvar v'kayamin. That if his initial intention was really to say both, that it should be half tumur zola, half tumur shlamim, elamai, he couldn't speak out of both sides of his mouth at the same time, so he had to say one phrase first, and then the other phrase, so then dvar v'kayamin, it's going to have both kedushas tumur zola, as well as tumur shlamim. So fracting my Rabbi Yossi, hainu Rabbanan. That's exactly what the Rabbanan just said. The Rabbanan just said, that let it graze until it's develop some mum, sell it and use half for Tumur Sala, half for Tumur Shlamim. So what's Rabbi Yossi adding? Says the Gemara, Kula Rabbi Yossi Katani Laina Chinami, he's not adding anything. The whole thing is Rabbi Yossi. When we call it the Chachamim, it's really the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Tanya Idach, we have another Braisa, Behema Chetzia Ola V'Chetzia Chatos, Tikravola Divrei Meir. Again, no surprise that if you say half of the Behema should be an Ola, half should be a Chatos, so Meir holds it's an Ola. Tfos Lashon Rishon. That we listen to the first thing he says. First thing he said was Ola, so it's Poshet, it's Pekula, the whole thing becomes a carbon Ola. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Thomas. Rabbi Yossi says, let the animal die. V'shavin ba'omer chetzia chatos v'chetzia ola she'tamus. And everyone would agree that if you say that it should be half chatos and half ola, that everyone would agree in that case that it would be left to die. So shavin money, Rav Meir, who are we saying shavin? That even Rav Meir would agree that if you say half chatos, half ola, you use chatos first, they have chatos first and then half ola, that it's going to die? Pshita. Of course Rav Meir would hold that. If you look at Rashi, why is that pshita? Shavin money, Rav Meir, dal karcha chachi mashma, da filu Rabbi Meir, damar bereisha tikrav, Hatamus. Clearly, that's the implication of this brisa, that even Rabbi Meir, who in the case where you said that chatzi ola v'chatzi chatas, that you're makravit as an ola, would say that if you flip it and you say chatzi chatas v'chatzi ola, that it would die. So if that's the case, v'milsa, that's something that's obvious. The Rameir Tfos Lashon Rishon is like Rameir always holds Tfos Lashon Rishon, that you listen to the first thing the guy says. That's the rule. If you say that something's going to be a Korban Chatas and you're not Chayiv a Korban Chatas, so it's Tamos. It's one of the Chatas Amesos. So of course Rameir is going to say Tamos. What's the big Chiddush? Rameir is going to say Tamos. So Mao de Tema, now I might have thought, Ilavdash Mi'inan, have a mean the time of the Rameir Lav Mishim Tfos Lashon Rishon. Had I not had this last halacha, I would have thought Rameir's Shita is not about Tfos Lashon Rishon. That, you're right. Once we know that Rameir is based on Tfos Lashon Rishon, it's obvious that when you say Chetzi Chatas V'Chetzi Ola, that it's going to be Tamos, because it's the same thing as saying that the whole thing should be a Korban Chatas. Ela Haina Taima, Chatas Mu Reves Kreva, V'Afilu Kamer Chetzi Chatas V'Hadar Amer Chetzi Ola Kreva. I would have thought that the reason Rameir holds when you say Chetzi Ola V'Chetzi Chatas that it's Karav is that when there's a Taroves of two Kedushos in a single animal. And even though one of those Kedushos is Kedushos Chatas, still you could be Makrav the animal. And therefore I would have thought Rameir holds that when you say two things, it's a Taroves of Shtei Kedushos, and it doesn't matter which one you say first, whether you say Ola first, then Chatas, or Chatas first, then Ola. It's a Taroves of Shtei Kedushos, and therefore it should be Karav. So Kamash Melandalo, that's why it comes to tell me that's not the case, that we don't say that. Tosos asks, why does Rav Meir hold that it's kula tikravola? Right, we had this brisa that if you say the behema should be chetzi tumur sala v'chetzi tumur shlamim, so it's all brought as an ola. Even if Rav Meir holds that only the tumuras ola, only the statement of tumuras ola is chau, but still you're only makdish chetzia, meaning if you say chetzi liola, chetzi lechatos, how could it be that kula tikravola? You never said the hektish on the entire animal. You only were makdish half of the animal. And Rameir is the one that says that we learned about earlier in the Masechta and Daf Yiralf and Beis, who says ragla shalzu ola, the kedusha is not poshet throughout the entire animal. You can say ragla shalzu ola, and only the regel is an ola. So why over here do we say that if Rameir holds that if you say chetya ola, You bring the whole thing as an Ola. What do you mean? You're only Makdish half of it as an Ola. So Tos suggests that Rav Meir holds that if you're Makdish a Dovrish and a Shema Tluyabo, then the Kedusha is going to be Chal on the whole thing. By a Regel, it's not something that a Shema Tluyabo. So even though the Gemara previously had said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're Makdish an Avrish and a Shema Tluyabo, we say Pashta Kedusha Bekula, but by Tamura, we don't say Pashta. We don't say by Kedusha's Tamura that it's Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Maybe Rav Meir disagrees with that. And Rav Meir holds like Rabbi Yossi that even by Tamura, when you make an Avrish and a Shema Tluyabo, Kedusha's Tamura, maybe Rav Meir would hold Pashta Kedusha Bekula. And that's what's going on over here, that he's saying Chetzia, that's an Avrish and a Shema Tluyabo, obviously. And even by Tamura, we would say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Okay, good. That's the Shita of Rav Meir. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now, next Braisa. Tiny Yidok, we have another Braisa. Amar Behema Zu Chetzia Ola V'Chetzia Shlamim. Let's say a person says, this Behema should be half Ola, half Shlamim. Kedosha Ve'ina Kreva. So it has Kedusha, but it's not Karav. Also Tamura, Tamura So Chayotzibo. It can make a Tamura, and the Tamura will have the same status of the original animal. So money, Rabbi Yosihi. Pshita to Kedusha Veina Kreva. Wait, this is obviously going like Rabbi Yossi. According to a mayor, we wouldn't say that it's half-half. We would say whatever you said first is what works. So if you say Chetzi Ola V'Chetzi Shlamim, it would all be an Ola. So the fact that you say that it's Chetzi Ola V'Chetzi Shlamim, obviously you're assuming Rabbi Yossi. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Pashut that it's Kedusha Veina Kreva. Says Marno, Tmuraso Tzrichalei. You're right. About that is Pashut. The Chiddush is to tell me that Tmuraso Chayotziba. If you look at Demal Detema Nihi Dihi Lo Karva Tmurasa Tikrav, I might have thought, granted, it can't be brought, but the Tmura can be brought. Kamash Malon, therefore, comes to teach us Maishna Hi Dilo Karva Davila Kedusha Duchuya Tmurasa Nami Mikach Kedusha Duchuya Kaasya. It can't be brought because it's a Kedusha Duchuya. So Melu, the Tmura, which is just the replacement of this already Kedusha Duchuya, obviously can't be brought either. Now the question really is what the Havamina was. Why would I think that the animal itself cannot be brought, yet the Tmura can be brought? So Tosos raises this kash at the bottom of Tosos. Tosos says, wait a second, Mim Tomar. Hechi Salkadaitach Lomarkin, the Chash of Tmura Tfei, how can you say the Kedusha is going to be more Chashav and have more Kedusha than the original animal from where it came? I mean, the original animal that had the Kedusha, that we know you can't be Makriv. So what's the Hava Amina? We have such a Hava Amina that the Tmura, you're going to be Makriv. So it says, Tosos Yeshlomer, Demao Detema, Dein Daite Sheteya Tmura Chatzia Ola V'Chatzia Shlamim, Ela Daite Shetei Kula Tmura, Otachas Chatzia Shalala, Otachas Chatzia Shalom V'Vikreva. Now the reason that you couldn't be Makriv the first one, because the first one didn't have a single identifiable Kedusha. It was a Tarovis of two Kedushas. It was Ola and Shlamim. So what are you going to do? You can't treat it like an Ola, can't treat it like a Shlamim, because it's half and half. But I might have thought when you make another animal Tmura instead of it, what you really intend to do is to take one of those Kedushos and make it Tmura onto the other animal. That the Tmura animal is going to be only the Shlamim side is going to be Tmura, is going to be transferred over to the Tmura animal. So then there's a very strong Havamina. If that works, so then there would be a very strong Havamina that the Tmura would be Karav, even though the original animal that it came from would not be Karav. That's the that seems to be clearly the Havamina. Now the Mikdash David just asks Kasha, why can't you be Makrav a Karban that's Chetzi Ola v'Chetzi Shlamim? What's the problem with being Makrav a Chetzi Ola v'Chetzi Shlamim? So he just says Pasha Pshat that you can't be Makrav because you can't eat it like a Shlamim since it has a Tzad Ola. You can't burn it like an Ola since it has a Tzad Shlamim, meaning either way you turn. You can't treat it like either one because the other half is going to be a problem. Okay, says the Gemara further now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Behema Shal Shnei Shutfim, what if you have an animal that belongs to two different partners? Hikdish chetzia shalom, v'chaz v'laka chetzia acheres v'gdisha. You're makdish your half, and then you purchase, you buy out your partner, so you purchase the other half, and you're makdish that half as well. So kadosh ve'ina kreva. It's kadosh, but it cannot be brought. Why can't it be brought? Rashi explains. Since initially when you were makdish half of it, it wasn't ro'i to be brought, because you can't be makdish half of it. Meaning normally you can't be makdish half of an animal. Normally we say when you're makdish half, pashta kedusha bakula, but that's only if you own the whole thing. But you didn't own the whole thing at the time that you were makdish half. You can't be makdish something that doesn't belong to you. So therefore, even though you subsequently bought the other half of the animal and were makdish it, still it's not going to have kedusha saguf of a carbon that you're going to be able to be makriv. But v'yosa tmura u'tmura sachayotuba, it can make a tmura, and the tmura is going to have the same status as the original. So a couple of points before we get to the takeaway from this halacha. The Gemara is going to say there are three things we learn from this halacha, but a couple of quick points. First of all, the Tosfos of Maseches Kiddushin on Tosfos of Maseches Kiddushin and of Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel V'Chazar says that the reason Rabbi Yochanan Dafka says this case that you then go and buy out your shutaf and then your makdish it, and he doesn't just say why does he have to say that you buy out the shutaf? Why doesn't he just say your makdish your half and then the shutaf is makdish his half? So he says the reason we don't want to say that is because you're not going to be able to say the chiddush that it's also tamura, tamura sechayotziba, because the rule is that a behemah shel shnei shutfim is not also tamura. Tamura is limited to an animal that's owned by a single person. So the halacha would not be able, we would not have been able to express the halacha properly had we left it as a case of shutfim. We had to take away the shutfis in order to express things in terms of tamura. Now there is the actual case that the Gemara gives that you bought out the shutaf, and then you are makdish his the part that used to belong to him. The Meiri Maseches Kiddushin quotes a different girsa in Rishonim, and Rishonim have a different girsa in this Gemara that the shutaf, that they're not gozer, that the shutaf, that you went and were makdish it after you bought it out. Because once you buy it out, memela pashto kedusha bakula. The Miri has such a girsa, that if I makdish my half, and then I buy the other half, so now pashto kedusha bakula. What does pashto kedusha bakula mean? Just like when I own the whole thing, and I makdish half of it, the kedusha automatically extends to the whole thing, so I makdish half, and then I own the whole thing, the kedusha also should automatically extend to the whole thing. However, the Miri says that our girsa seems to be the correct girsa, and we don't say pashto kedusha bakula over here, and you're going to have to make another kedusha to be makdish the second half of it. And the Makdim explains we don't say pashta except for at the Shas Amira. If at the Shas Amira, when you were makdish the first half, we were unable to say pashto kedusha bakula, well then we can't say pashto kedusha bakula because of something else that falls into place later on. The Avnei Milum explains that we don't say pashta on a hektish shel shutaf because the hektish shel shutaf is only kedushas damim, and by kedushas damim we don't say pashto kedusha bakula. Since I can't be makdish half an animal with kedushas aguf, so male it's only kedushas damim, you don't say pashto kedusha bakula by kedushas damim, you don't say pashto kedusha bakula by a kedushas haguf. The other another important point over here, we say that if you then purchase the other half and you're makdish it, the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Mem Gimel and Beis discusses the following case: Chatzia Shivcha, Chatzia Baschorin. That a person is Mekadish. A person does Kiddushin on Chatzia Shivcha, Chatzia Baschorin, and then she's freed, and now she's a Baschorin Gemura, meaning the half of her that was still a Shivcha is then freed. Do we say that Paku Kiddushin Rishon or Gamru Kiddushin Rishon? Do we assume that the Kiddushin goes away, or that the Kiddushin is now completed? So Tosav there asks, if you say Gamru Kiddushin Rishon, that Mimela, the whole Kiddushin, now she's completely Mekadeshes, why is that any different than our case of Behemas HaShutfim? That only if the Shutaf is Makdish the second half, and of the Shutaf of the second partner that he bought out, only then is it going to have Kiddusha. We don't say that just by buying out the other guy, automatically the Kiddusha extends to the whole thing. So if you're going to say by the Chatzi Shivch of Chatzi Beschorin, that Gomer Kedusha Harishon, why don't we say the same thing by the Behema? So Tosa says that there's a chiluk between Kiddusha Isha and Kachim. By Kiddusha Isha, it can't be that the matzav of half-half is going to last. You can't have half of an Isha be Mekudeshes. Gemara says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, the Pasuk says, v'lo chatzi isha. We have such a drasha that kikach ishisha has to be v'lo chatzi isha. But by hektish, it could be that you'll have a chatzi behema that's kadosh, and it could be that there's a way to solve that problem. Let it go graze, develop a mum, sell it, and use half of the money for a kedusha, for a karban. So it's a workable situation to have a half-half when you're dealing with kedusha of a behema. It's not a workable situation when you're dealing with kedusha of an isha to have a half-half kind of situation. Okay, but anyway, the case was there were two shutfim, you were makdish your half, then you bought out the other shutaf and you were makdish his half. Halach is kedusha v'ena kreva. It can make a tamura, but the tamura you can't be makriv either. Says the Gemara Shema Mina Tlas. We derive three halachos from that statement. Number one, and the Bach just changes around the order a little bit over here. Number one, Shema Mina Balichayim Nidachin. We see that a balchay can be nidcha from its kedusha, even though it's going to be roi afterwards. The original dichoy is still in place, meaning when you were makdish half of it, it did not have the ability to have kedushas karban. So even though now that you own the whole thing and you do have the ability to give it kedushas karban, once it was nidcha, it's nidcha. Even though it was a balchay, even though it was a living being, once it was nidcha, it's considered to be nidcha. That's number one. Shema mina kedushas damim madcha, and we also see that kedushas damim is enough to be madcha the kedushas aguf from the animal. If you look at Rashi on the top, kedushas damim madcha makdish behema ledamim b'shash einu ru'i legufa. When you're makdish behema only for its value at a time when you couldn't be makdish it with kedushas aguf, kagon hacha, like over here, dechi akdish al palga lo akdish al ledami. When you're makdish half of the animal, you only gave it kedushas damim madchilamim is Beach li olam. That is doche it from kedushas aguf, from kedushas mizbeach forever. Meaning that's so apparently even giving it kedushas damim is madche it from kedushas mizbeach for good. And so that's the second thing we learn from here. And the third thing we learn is shma mina dichui meikare have dichui. This is a sugya mesecha sukkah that we see that in order for something to be nidche, it doesn't have to first be nira and then nidche. It doesn't have to first be something that's eligible and ra'ui that then becomes pasled. It could even be something that's pasl me'ikara, that's nidcha me'ikara, meaning over here, this is nidcha me'ikara because it never had kedushas aguf that then became pasul and had to turn into something else. No, its original kedusha was without kedushas aguf, and nevertheless, that is still considered to be nidcha. This is a discussion in Sukkah in regards to dalad minim. When it comes to, let's say, hadasin, so do we say that the hadas at the beginning of yantif, when yantif starts, if it was pasul, that it's going to be nidcha for the entire yantif, that it's going to be, it's going to automatically be pasul for the rest of yantif. So that's what the Gemara discusses. Does it? Are we going to say that it's nidcha only if when yantif started it was kasher, then it developed some sort of psul, let's say it grew berries on it, and it was anavim rubus me'alav, so it developed some sort of psul, and then you removed that psul. So in that case, it was nira v'nidcha, so you want to make it chazer v'nira, so we say no, once it was nira v'nidcha, so it's going to be pasul forever. Or do we say that even if it was never nira, once it was just had more berries when yantif started, and then you pulled them off on yantif, so it was never nira, so it was just nidcha, now you make it ra'oi, would we still say the concept of dichoi? What's the svara that nira v'nidcha is a greater dichoi than dichoi me'ikara? One might have thought, no, dichoi me'ikara means it never even exhibited potential to be ra'oi. So that would be, I would think that would be worse. No, the svara seems to be that nira v'nidcha shows that we actively destroyed its kashrus. So once its kashrus was actively destroyed, so then it's never going to be able to be kasher again. But something that never had kashrus to actively be destroyed, it just never made it to be kasher yet, just hadn't developed yet into something kasher, so then it wasn't, it's not going to be a problem. One might have thought that's not going to be a problem. So that's what it's teaching us over here, that even dichui me'ikara is still going to be a problem. Amr Abaye, says Abaye, kol modim heichad amr chetzi ola v'chetzi meiser. If a person says half of it should be an ola, half of it should be meiser, divrei kol ola kreva. Everyone would agree that it's an ola and that it's brought as an ola. Even though initially that was your intention to make it to say half ola, half meiser. Wait a second, didn't we have machlokas if you say half ola, half half chatas, half ola, half shlamim. Is machlokas from Rabbi Yossi? Why is hakol modin by half ola, half meiser? So Rashi explains, because there's no such thing as just making an animal meiser. You need to have all the animals in the pen, open up the door, count out 1, 2, 3, 4, and the 10th one is going to be meiser. To just say the word meiser is completely meaningless. So when you say half ola, half meiser, everyone would agree only the statement of ola is meaningful. And similarly, Rashi points out, if you would say it's half ola, half tamura, tamura is not chal, because tamura is only going to be chal if you have another animal here that you're transferring the kedusha from, or that you're trying to transfer the kedusha from. So to just say the words tamura doesn't mean anything either. So what if you say both ineffective statements? You say chetzia tamura v'chetzia meiser. You say it should be half tamura, which is meaningless unless there's another animal there, and half meiser, which is meaningless unless you're counting out 10 animals. So then what's the din? Tamura kreves ke noheges b'kol ha-kachim. Do we say that the kedushas tamura is going to be chal because tamura is a stronger kedusha since it's knowing by all kachim? Or should we say that meiser is a stronger kedusha because meiser has the ability to be makdish that which comes before and after it? So I might have thought the meiser has a stronger level of kedusha. So teku, the gemara leaves it as a teku. Tosfos asks the obvious kasha that if you're not makdish al yidei minyan, if you're not counting out 10, even if you say all of it should be meiser, there's no kedusha that's going to be. So what's the Gemara coming to teach me that if you makdish chetzil yolov chetzil the meiser, that there's no meiser? And furthermore, what's the suffix of the Gemara that the Gemara just brought up now? When it's chetzil tamura chetzil meiser, if it's karv meiser or karv tamura, what do you mean? It should be neither. How could you say that one of the? It's got to be one. Which one is stronger? It should be neither. You didn't count out 10, and there was no second animal over here. So what in the world is going on? So Tosfos has a vastly different explanation of the Gemara than Rashi does. Tosfos says it must be that you are counting out 10 animals, and you bring Mavir Tachas HaShevet, you're Makdish the Behema with the number 10, but you say that while it's coming out, it should also be Kaddish, B'Kaddush HaSola, or it should also be Kaddish with the Tamura, and there's another Tamura animal, there's another animal there to transfer its Kedusha from. Let's just read the Mishnah, and we'll pick up from the Gemara tomorrow. Harezu tachazu, tumurazu, chalifazu, harezu tumura. Lashonas that work for tumura are zutachazu, zutumurazu, zuchalifazu. Those are all lashonas of tumura. Zumuchulelas alzu, when you say this one should be mechulal on that, so that's the opposite of tumura. Tumura is you're saying that the kedusha should be transferred, mechul saying the kedusha should go away. Say in zutumura, that is not tumura. Vimhaya hekdish balmum, yotzi lechulin, vitzarach lasos davin. And if it was hekdish balmum that you were then mechalal on something else, so then the chul actually works. The original animal goes l'chulin, and you have to use that money. You have to transfer onto another animal that's worth the same amount of money in order for to do a proper pidyon, and that hektar shouldn't be cheated out of any amount of money. Okay, but we'll pick up with the Gemara tomorrow.